What's brown and sticky? A stick? What were you thinking? I'm Susie Edge. I'm a medical doctor, historian, creator of TikToks about the history of the human body, and the author of this new series called History Stinks. It's full of poo jokes, but also it asks some really important questions, like how did the Romans wipe their bottoms? And which Viking left the biggest poo ever found? And did Henry VIII really have someone whose job it was to inspect his toilet?
Available in paperback, ebook, and audio.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Techno Mums Sport Technology. Sam's excited about the summer of sport, and it's got him thinking about the technology that helps competitors get off on the right foot.
Come on, make your mind up.
I just can't decide. I like these red ones, but the neon ones are a bit cooler.
Who knew trainers came in so many different colours?
The neon ones look like the ones Mo Farah wore in the marathon. Maybe he likes bright colours.
Trainers aren't just colourful. The ones elite sports people wear are really high-tech.
What's high-tech about a pair of trainers?
Everything. Look at these ones. At first glance, they look quite a lot like your old trainers.
Just cleaner and with a thicker sole.
That thick foam sole helps cushion an athlete's feet over the longer distances that marathon and long distance runners run. The spongy material is very springy, and that gives them additional propulsion. Inside that thick sole is a curved carbon fibre centre that acts like a spring.
A bit like the carbon fibre blades the para athletes wear.
Ah, now, have a look at these ones. These are like the ones that sprinters like Zarnell Hughes wears.
They look much lighter. They've also got thinner soles and spikes.
That's right. Cushioning isn't as important for sprinters. They need as much power as quickly as possible and with no loss of energy. Those spikes give them good grip and help propel them forwards without losing any power.
And he's won! Zarnell Hughes takes the 100 metres!
Zarnell's incredible. He's just the best. Surely he'd win even if he was running in my old trainers.
Not necessarily. High-performance shoes can cut race times, even for amateur runners. And elite athletes get the most high-spec running shoes because shoe manufacturers sponsor them to showcase their newest technology and designs.
That doesn't sound fair. What if you haven't got a sponsor?
There's a lot of debate about that, and there are rules to say that shoes worn at the Olympics and other big events have had to be available to all runners for at least 4 months beforehand, and that soles can't be more than 4 centimetres thick. And there are some shoes which are banned. But come on, Sam, pick a pair. I feel it would have been here for days.
So, why would anyone ban a shoe?
They're under stop orders.
Well, when the Nike Vaporfly came out in 2017, it was the most advanced distance running shoe at the time. Its design improved run times by over 4%. It had a newly invented thick, foamy sole, which was said to be like running on a trampoline, and contained carbon fibre to help it lose less power than other shoes.
I think I've heard of them. You can buy them in the shops, right?
Yes, although they're not cheap. What happened was that an early prototype was worn by a marathon runner called Eliud Kipchoge, and he ran so fast he smashed the world record for marathons, coming in at under 2 hours for the first time.
And they're off!
It started a debate because not everyone can have a prototype, far less one that gives the runner such an advantage. But now, as long as your shoes meet the rules and are available to everyone, you can make use of the latest material engineering to improve your race time.
This is making me feel tired. I think I'm more built for comfort than speed.
I'm inclined to agree. One thing's certain, with new shoes coming out all the time, using even more fantastic technology, the debate is sure to run and run. See what I did there? Run? Get it?
That's terrible.
Techno Mums Sport Technology is created with support from the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Find out more at funkidslive.com/technomum.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
What's brown and sticky? A stick? What were you thinking? I'm Susie Edge. I'm a medical doctor, historian, creator of TikToks about the history of the human body, and the author of this new series called History Stinks. It's full of poo jokes, but also it asks some really important questions, like how did the Romans wipe their bottoms? And which Viking left the biggest poo ever found? And did Henry VIII really have someone whose job it was to inspect his toilet?
Available in paperback, ebook, and audio.